Hi everyone, I'm Haley Griffiths and this is The Science of Social Media, a podcast by Buffer, your weekly sandbox for social media stories, insights, experimentation, and learning.
Welcome to episode 111. I'm Brian Peters, and this week we're doing a deep dive into LinkedIn marketing strategy and how your business can grow your company page by up to 600% faster. And we're not making that stat up either. These tips in today's episodes are directly from the LinkedIn team.
Yes, so we recently teamed up with the folks over at LinkedIn to find tried and true tips on how to leverage one of the most valuable online resources for your business, your LinkedIn company page. We have a simple five-step strategy your business can use to find more success on LinkedIn starting today. Let's kick off the show.
While much of the focus over the last few years on social media has been on Facebook and Instagram, LinkedIn has been steadily growing their user base to more than 500 million users. And we've seen firsthand that businesses and brands alike are working on perfecting their LinkedIn marketing strategy so that they can tap into one of the world's largest professional networks.
A few months ago, we asked our customers and blog readers to let us know which social media networks they would like to learn more about. 53% of you answered LinkedIn, which came in a close second just after Instagram at 63%. So here we are. And probably the best part of all of this is that we think LinkedIn is only just getting started.
We do indeed. In a recent interview with CEO Jeff Weiner, he said that LinkedIn plans to develop the world's first economic graph with the hopes of digitally mapping out the global economy. A goal not far from reach, seeing how that LinkedIn has an in-depth data set of company, industry, and individual contact information for more than 500 million members.
In the long term, LinkedIn marketing will be a game changer for businesses and brands in the B2B space. That being said, let's dive into that simple five-step strategy to put your business at the forefront of this LinkedIn marketing trend.
First and foremost, and this is going to seem like a no-brainer to many of you, but it's to fully complete your LinkedIn company profile. According to the LinkedIn team, company pages with complete profiles receive up to 2 times more visitors than those with incomplete page profiles.
Yeah, that one's easy enough, but you might be wondering what makes for a complete profile. Well, there are 7 items to be exact. The things on here are your logo, company description, website URL, company size, industry, company type, and location. In order to fully complete your profile, head to your company page on LinkedIn and select Overview. From there, you'll be directed to your company's information page where you can update all of the most important details about your business.
Yep, and a few quick tips here. Make sure to upload a high-resolution company logo and a cover image that captures your brand, as well as fill out the About Us section to provide visitors with more information. Having a complete company profile, website, URL, company size, industry, type, and location are all important components in helping to make your company page look more legitimate and professional.
And don't forget how important that can be on social media. Legitimacy and professionalism are critical for brand image, and filling out all of this information provides visitors with everything they need to connect with your company when they are ready. All right, so our second tip here is to create a consistent posting schedule. Again, according to LinkedIn, businesses that post at least once per month, that's not even a lot, once per month, have been shown to gain followers 600% faster than those that do not.
Yeah, so just post to LinkedIn. In addition, company pages with at least 150 followers typically get 5 times more company page views than those with fewer followers, which is pretty incredible considering that this is something all businesses are capable of doing. So you should aim to post at least once per week to your company page to keep your followers engaged. And here at Buffer, we post 2 or 3 times per week.
Yeah, we set up a simple posting schedule within Buffer to help ensure that great content is going out on a consistent basis. In terms of the actual content, we found that our LinkedIn content performs really well if it includes a few key things. One is a descriptive caption, which helps to provide people with extra context around your content. And 2 are eye-catching images. Clean, simple aesthetic helps your content stand out on LinkedIn.
Yeah, and I think LinkedIn is one of the few platforms where longer captions actually perform better than shorter ones. People seem to love context, you know, those like read more captions. I think we've all seen the one line at a time style, and they definitely really work on LinkedIn. A few other things to keep in mind here with content are hashtags, which we talked about back in episode 108, so go check that out. Hashtags are a great way to increase the visibility of your content to new audiences. And finally, our favorite, using emojis, questions, and bullet points to switch up the look and feel of your captions and content is a great way to help improve the results.
Love that. And one last pro tip for you here. You can actually use RSS feeds within Buffer to help get a steady stream of great content going out on LinkedIn. We've been using RSS feeds in tandem with our LinkedIn marketing strategy for years, and we found that it provides us with a solid supply of content to share all the time. The key with RSS feeds is to customize the content using some of the tips that we've shared above.
Yeah, in other words, try to avoid simply posting the headline and image provided with the article in the RSS feed. Definitely not best practices. And the same things that you implement when posting your own quality content also apply to curated content shared on LinkedIn. While curated content is a great social media strategy on all channels, it's important that you add your own brand voice to it. That might be a comment or a personal take on what you're sharing. Anything that will help people to identify with your brand on a deeper level than simply blasting out content.
Yeah, that's an important one for sure. All right, on to the next thing we learned from the team at LinkedIn, and that was around getting the most out of your company page. And the tip here is to rebuffer or reshare your top content. If you find that your business is running out of content ideas, we recommend to sparingly, but you know, reshare or rebuffer your top posts from the past. Due to sophisticated social media algorithms, it's likely that only a very small percentage, roughly 2-6% of your total followers, have seen your posts in the LinkedIn feed.
Yep, and so if you have a backlog of successful social media content or content that has worked well in the past, it's likely that the content will perform well again in the future. You can find your top post under the analytics section of your Buffer dashboard by selecting your post report and then clicking most popular, or you can do this manually by checking out the native post stats within the admin page of your LinkedIn company profile. Either way, look for posts that have a higher than average amount of engagement and or engagement rate.
And a total side but related note here, LinkedIn Pulse, or the LinkedIn feed as you know it, no longer operates as a separate application within LinkedIn. It's seamlessly integrated into users' feeds to help enhance the content-first experience, something that LinkedIn is heavily focusing on now and in the foreseeable future.
Exactly, and it's working too. More than 100,000 organic articles are published weekly on LinkedIn, many of which are written by top-level executives and brands around the world. However, more content means less space in the newsfeed, which means your brand needs a rock-solid LinkedIn marketing strategy.
You can set yourself up for success by resharing your top-performing content on a consistent basis, a crucial piece in growing your company page. Our fourth tip is to engage your colleagues and employees. One of the most influential groups of people that can help you with your LinkedIn marketing is your colleagues and employees. When activated, they boost your LinkedIn content while simultaneously increasing the visibility of your company page on LinkedIn.
Yeah, so let them help you. So here are a few of our best practices and pieces of advice that have worked for us in really getting our colleagues and employees involved here at Buffer. First is to simply encourage them to engage with your content, which sounds simple enough. According to LinkedIn, encouraging your colleagues and employees to engage with your posts will help to spread the content to their networks, therefore increasing your company's reach on LinkedIn. As it turns out, the people closest to you could be the biggest asset in amplifying your LinkedIn marketing strategy and growth.
At Buffer, we use Slack to get employees engaged in real time. So anytime we have a new article out or something on LinkedIn that could use an extra boost, we quickly drop the link into Slack or Dropbox paper and tag our team and ask them to like and comment on the post. That way it's super easy for them to jump right in and make an impact. And plus, they're likely not seeing the post in their feed anyways. So starting with the awareness here is really key.
Yeah, and a lot of times your colleagues and employees don't even know what a difference a few likes and comments make. You'd be surprised how willing they are to help if you just ask. And the wild thing is that Statista found that 42% of LinkedIn users have between 300 and 999 connections. Multiply that by the number of employees at your company, and that's a lot of potential reach.
Absolutely. One like on a post or one comment can mean exponential return on your content. At Buffer, we also send out a weekly internal newsletter with relevant links and stories for Buffer employees to share, as well as an internal report in Dropbox paper for the latest news in social media. Like you said, Brian, if employees and colleagues understand the importance of sharing and what to share, they are much more likely to do so.
The other thing you should be doing is encouraging employees to fill out their LinkedIn profile. So when we were talking with the LinkedIn team, they gave us a pretty awesome explanation of how individual employees' profiles influence your brand on LinkedIn and your marketing strategy. They said that, quote, "Your LinkedIn profile and the profiles of everyone else at the company are the peaks that come together to form the mountain range that is your brand."
So we're all a mountain peak. I love this.
It's beautiful.
This is awesome. Yeah. This is a very beautiful metaphor. So ensuring that all members of your team's profiles are filled out completely is a wonderfully simple way to spread awareness of your brand. If you are in a company of 50 people, that's 50 profiles with your company's name with a quick link to your company page. And according to LinkedIn, it makes your company more visible in search results, both on and off LinkedIn. So encourage your colleagues to add your company in their current work experience to their personal profiles and engage with your company page posts.
I can't tell you how many company pages I've gone to based on someone having it listed in their work experience. It really does make a huge difference, and we've seen a ton of traffic to our LinkedIn page from that, as well as, you know, new people who come to work at Buffer. So there's a lot of really great things that happen from that. Okay, last but not least, number five, and that's to promote your company page beyond LinkedIn. I heard this really interesting quote the other day that no great marketing channel lives in a silo, which I thought was so relevant, especially in today's social and content landscape. It takes a coordinated effort across all of your digital platforms in order to see consistent growth over time.
LinkedIn recommends a few cross-posting strategies in order to experience the maximum growth rate. First, you can link your company page in your marketing communications, email signatures, and blogs. Email is one of the few remaining marketing channels that businesses truly own, i.e. you're not subjected to changing algorithms and newsfeed updates. One great example of this in action is when we were able to grow the Buffer podcast by 109% in just 2 months by cross-promoting it on social media and email alone.
We also encourage all of our employees to add the LinkedIn button to their email signatures and often add a link to our company page and blog posts. Super sly, but both effective cross-promotion techniques. And then, of course, there's a technique of adding the social media buttons or a LinkedIn follow button to your website. And I feel like this one is actually underrated because I often find companies' social media profiles all of the time via, you know, the little footer links.
Oh, totally. That's definitely where I go when I want more information.
Yeah.
And finally, another great way to cross-promote your LinkedIn company page is to make it easy for your readers to share content at any point throughout the reading experience or while browsing your website. By adding the LinkedIn follow button to your landing pages or using sticky social media sharing buttons within your blog posts, you're setting yourself up for long-term success and reach.
Thanks a ton for being with us here today. Wherever you're tuning in from, we'd love to hear from you. What's your favorite LinkedIn marketing strategy? Did we miss any today that have worked for your company page? Let us know using the hashtag Buffer Podcast on social media, or you can reach out to us anytime at hello@bufferapp.com.
And in the meantime, head on over to the newly redesigned blog.buffer.com to get the show notes and more. And also just to check out the new design because it is pretty nice. We've also got a ton of great stuff coming up, including how to discover irresistible content ideas using Reddit and other non-traditional tools. So stay tuned in the coming weeks, and we promise to bring you a brand new episode every Monday morning. Until next week, everyone.